even going to give away tickets a little bit later.
All right.
That's how much I want people to be a part of this event.
Awesome.
We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are posted in 17 states, among them Massachusetts. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has a plan in place.
We are planning to declare a heat emergency Tuesday through Thursday. There are about 10 schools that don't have air conditioning in the building.
Tropical storm watches are posted for the Houston area. A new Biden administration plan would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants married to Americans. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Those who qualify would be able to apply for permanent residence. Probably still take a while, but in the meantime, they'd be allowed to stay and work without fear of deportation.
A Grammy-winning singer is scheduled to be arraigned in the Hamptons this morning.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet.
Police in Sag Harbor, New York, say they arrested Justin Timberlake for allegedly driving while intoxicated. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Members of President Biden's cabinet toured Mid-State's Healthcare Simulation Center last week. The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, and White House Domestic Policy Advisor, Neera Tanden, visited on June 13th. They touted the partnership behind the innovative training facility as a much-needed model for the country to expand rural access to healthcare. In a press release from Mid-State, Becerra said, "This is the kind of model that is clearly working and going to be producing really skilled professionals who will make good money, but will hopefully help communities that need these professionals." Tanden said the new training model will help students afford the schooling needed to enter the workforce. Tanden also indicated that this is the kind of innovation needed across the country. Mid-State President Dr. Shelley Mondek said the visit shows they're doing something right and making a real difference in the lives of students and everyone across our communities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers, maybe a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
It's 76 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We got some great things going on this hour. We're going to kick things off talking a little entertainment. And a little bit later, I've got one. This is going to be fun, Melissa. It's called Country Life. What are the best songs to sing in the shower? Country music version.
Oh, okay.
I've got a little fun with that one. Looking forward to that.
I'll share what country songs I sing in the shower.
We'll see which ones, if they're on the list here, too. We also got some other fun topics I want to get into a little bit later. There are 7 new emojis on the way.
I want to
get into which ones those are.
And they better be good ones for a change.
Here's hoping. And we'll wrap up with some great local events going on. We've got a blood drive happening in town today. I've got a couple of other great events. We mentioned United Weekend is happening today at Winterfield with the United Way. All this stuff going on today. So we'll get into all that.
But excellent.
Now we're talking Olympics. USA.
Of course you are, James.
USA. Page6.com, which is part of the New York Post, keep that in mind, everybody, says that Halle Berry will carry the Olympic torch down a street called Crocetta in Cannes, France today.
Oh, Halle Berry?
Yeah. I don't know. A source says, quote, "It'll be so amazing to see her carrying the torch. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity."
Yeah.
Plenty of celebrities have helped carry the Olympic torch over the years, including, of course, Ann Curry, Magic Johnson, Diane Sawyer, Lance Bass, Sylvester Stallone, Ryan Seacrest, John Legend, and maybe most famously, Muhammad Ali. I say that just because Ali was very sick at the time and had Parkinson's and was shaking so bad, and a lot of people hadn't seen much of him in the public eye much, and him doing that is one of the most, for me, one of the more iconic sports moments is him lighting the final torch. I think it was the Atlanta... Maybe it was the Atlanta. I know it was the in the U.S. here, so okay. I think it was the Atlanta Olympics. But that's pretty cool. Why Halle Berry? I'm not sure. I don't know what ties she has to this or anything other than she's an American and you know just celebrating the Olympics. Of course, the Olympics taking place in France this year in Paris. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know if she has any French ties. Is all I mean. You know.
Right.
But, you know, I do think it's kind of cool to see. And, yeah, I'm with you. I can't think of many bigger honors, especially if you're an actor. Like, for an athlete, I would think this is a gigantic honor. But an actor, well, you're not, you know, you don't get an opportunity like this very often.
No.
Unless you're playing a character that does this, you know.
Right.
I can't think of many things that would be a bigger honor. I would rather have this than an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of the Olympics.
Well,
that's what I think
of. You are pretty much a diehard Olympic fan.
And I am an Olympic fan because I'm an America fan. I love our country. I'm a big, big fan of our people. Mm-hmm. I'm a big, big fan of this land.
Yeah.
And I love that we... look, this divisiveness that we touch on and we talk about that has been so adamant in the last 10 years, for some of us growing up, maybe for a lot of women out there, I know certainly for a lot of us ethnic people out there, we've lived in a divided America for a very long time.
Right.
And for a long time, I have been very tired of the divisiveness, whether it is our sports teams, which I'm fine with until it goes to a certain degree, and certainly the divisiveness that has existed, that the only people that benefit from are these politicians. Like, you don't hear people randomly just bringing up their divisive natures or things that they are opposite on very often in society until politics became such a major part of our daily lives. I've always seen this. You grow up seeing this stuff when you're coming from the bottom up. When you move to a completely different cultural area. Where nobody looks anything like you do, and nobody sees you that way. You stand out that much. You see the divisiveness. It's almost in your DNA. And to me, one of the things that I loved every 4 years, it wasn't as divisive. It wasn't as crazy.
Right.
Everybody came together.
Right.
Everybody was rooting for the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so dang cool. And it whether I was 5 years old or I'm 47, it hasn't gotten old to me. It still is a beautiful thing. If anything, it's gotten only more beautiful with all the dang garbage we've had to deal with in the last 10 years. Because that's not us. That is not the American spirit. I refuse to believe that is the American spirit, being divisive. Look at what we've accomplished. As in this country.
In the short period of time that we've existed.
And we did this together. Nothing has been accomplished in this country by one person. Nothing.
No.
Everything has been done as a team, as a great act. Think of any... You
the
can go
good,
ahead.
The good and the bad.
Very true. Very true.
Because there is some negatives in our history, obviously.
And again, maybe it's the last naive bone in my body, but I believe in us. I believe in this. And I think that things like this bring it out of us. And man, do we need it.
Yes.
We could use it to reminder of this, that we have more in common than not, that we are more connected than not. And I feel like the Olympics kind of bring that together a bit, to a degree. I'm not saying that everybody gets into this, but I think even your most uninterested sports fan pays a little attention to the Olympics and a little attention. Hey, I don't, did we get gold in that? Did we, you know, a little bit of that.
You know, and when I was a kid, I loved the Winter Olympics, obviously, were the biggest. They're the biggest. biased ones, right?
I think it's pretty fair either way. You know, different people like both of them. Summer Olympics are probably have better ratings.
Really?
Because of some of the more popular sports like basketball and some of those things. But with hockey and the rise of that and figure skating
I was a kid, the figure skating was always the draw for me because I just thought that was so cool. Dancing on ice is just amazing. And the way that they throw their partners around the jumps that they can do is just fantastic. But, you know, I always rooted for our flag, our contestants. It didn't matter who the other countries were as long as... Where did we place?
Right. I do have a question for the audience, and I was going to bring this up. I'll bring it up again when we get closer to the big games. But when, if America's not in the running for a medal, or if they're just not in the competition, do you find yourself rooting for, like, your creed? Because I am always rooting for the Italians. I find myself always doing that. If America's not there, first America, but after, even though I've never spent one foot in Italy, and I'm only, like, half Italian, I certainly lean towards that way and stuff. Well, if USA ain't in there, how the Dagos doing? How the Italians doing? I wonder if other people do that.
I really honestly don't even know what my, you know, like,
oh yeah.
major other nationalities. I'm just an American.
I don't think you're alone on that one. I think that's a lot of people. This is an interesting but a little bit melancholy story. Stevie Nicks says Fleetwood Mac is done for good. With the passing of Christy McVie in November of 2022. Mm-hmm. Quote: without Christy, no can do. There is no chance of putting Fleetwood Mac back together in any way. Without her, it just couldn't work. Even if I thought I could work with Lindsey Buckingham again, which of course there has been a lot of issues with that over the years. quote, he's had some health problems and it's not for me to say, but I'm not sure if Lindsey could do the kind of touring that Fleetwood Mac does, where you go out a year and a half and it's so demanding. Yeah. Stevie is currently on a solo tour where she does a handful of Fleetwood Mac songs. Quote, I do Landslide and we have a beautiful video montage of me and Christy. I can never look at it though when I'm singing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet not. Imagine. That would be too emotional.
I'll just get hysterical and sob. The world is a little bit of an empty place without her. I will keep the music of Fleetwood Mac alive for as long as I can. You can see the full interview on Mojo if you want to go to mojo.com to kind of check out the full interview. Because it is really good. I would encourage you to do that, especially if you're a Stevie Nicks fan or just a Fleetwood Mac fan. Because one of the things I like about Stevie Nicks, you're going to get it. Yeah. You're going to get the there's no putting on airs or I'm going to say it this nicely or something. No, she's going to let it know. She's going to say it
straight
like this.
Up.
I appreciate this, too, though. You know, Led Zeppelin did a very similar thing. Of course, eventually, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page would get back together and do some work together, just those two, and even tour a little bit as Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. But when John Bonham died, that was it. There wasn't even a question about it. It's like, no, it ain't the same. And while I respect any band sticking around, I think we all kind of look at these bands that have like no original members in it and they're still touring or that as it's just not the same.
It's just a name.
Yeah.
It's not the same as it was.
I think a good example, though, of when it can be done right is Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think Lynyrd Skynyrd did a really good job after that, the horrible tragedies they went through, kind of pulling them up by their bootstraps and kind of figuring out a way to continue the music. What I appreciate about what Stevie Nicks is talking about in this article, though, is this middle ground that you have to walk as an artist, where it's too hard for her to imagine doing Fleetwood Mac songs without Christy McVie. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, she gets that these songs mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And part of the reason we even know who Stevie Nicks is those people. Mm-hmm. So how can I, with these last years, I'm in my twilight, I want to tour still because I love to perform for people. Finding that middle ground to be able to walk that path.
Well, she's very aware that probably more than likely if she does a concert and doesn't do Landslide, the fans are going to demand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fair point too. And I appreciate any artist that gets that it's not just about them.
Right.
I respect an artist wanting to have some say about their career and everything, sure.
But they wouldn't be where they are without their fans.
Yeah. I will always come back to the John Waters interview with John Stewart that he was doing, and he's talking about sitting there eating dinner in this incredibly fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills, and a fan comes in and wants to talk to him, but he can see that they're nervous to come talk to him. And finally, he's like, honey, come over here. You paid for this meal. Come on over. You know, say, I'll sign your book. Whatever. I'm not even eating here without you. I admire that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never dealt with any kind of celebrityism or anything like that. But I would hope that I handled things like that. And I admire the way she's handling this.
Yeah.
Certainly want to wish Lindsey Buckingham well. He had open heart surgery a couple of years back, and hopefully he is doing well. Mm-hmm. Underrated guitar player.
Yeah.
Underrated. Wrapping up, just want to talk a little bit of rafters for everybody. If you heard our wrapping up our news, our last segment and everything, we of course are talking about United Weekend.
Yeah, that's taking place tonight.
It's going to be a fun one. United Way of Southwood and Adams County presents United Weekend. The food sculpture event is back for another year. United Way of Southwood and Adams County's United Weekend will take place at Winterfield tonight. Come out, see local businesses, food sculptures, root on your rafters. Leading up to the event, fans can bring two cans to the Winterfield box office, and they will receive a ticket to United Weekend game.
And that's two cans of a non-perishable food item.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
It's also Twins Tuesday. Have an article of clothing the same as a friend or family member, and you'll receive a buy one, get one free ticket to the game.
Hey, hey.
And concession special today, buy one, get one free popcorn.
Nice.
BOGO popcorn.
Hey,
that's pretty cool. That's going to be a really fun one. So encourage you to check that out. Everybody, meet us down there. Check out these sculptures. And while you're doing that, I know I can't help but think, you got so many great sculptures, and they do such a great job every year creating these things. My brain is very 2D. I have a great imagination, but it goes as far as 2D, okay. And that's about it. The way that people can just like think of something and create it, I always marvel at. I don't care on any level if it's a skyscraper or it's something like this. I think it's cool.
It's impressive.
I look at, and maybe somebody makes a minion, and I'm looking at that minion. And it's cool, and it's very great and everything, but also in my mind is, there are over 1,000 different pieces of food items in here. And every one of those is going to go to somebody that needs it.
Yeah.
And so when you're seeing these items, I ask you to appreciate the work that was put into them and the creativity, while also, thinking, man.
Admiring the donation to help with food insecurities.
And don't let it get lost on anybody today, whether you are at Winterfield or not, or you're just hearing these numbers. And again, over 72,000 pounds of food has been collected from this event since 2013. Take some pride. I talked yesterday about taking the little wins. Mm-hmm. Take some pride in your community.
Yeah.
Take some pride in the way that this community comes together when it comes to events like this.
Yeah.
We know darn sure by the statistics alone, the United Way put out there, not their report, but the Alice report that they put out there to let us all see and collect the data.
Yeah, and Healthy Peoplewood County, their information as well.
Right. Shout out to them. We know statistically that some of the people bringing food are probably people that are pretty...
that need food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of that, everybody.
And it's not, it could be your neighbor. It could be a person that has a full-time job, but they can't make ends meet. Yeah. The statistics aren't what you may think they are.
Mm-hmm.
For who needs the help with food insecurities.
Even people in those situations are finding ways to help. And that is your community. That is your people. And take some pride in that. And look out for each other. And have some grace with that. Have some good feelings with it and everything.
It's take the win.
Take the win. And
hopefully they beat the Battlejacks tonight.
Yeah, and hopefully see a win tonight. get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com, or... Call up right now.
Right now? You're giving them away?
Yeah, right now.
Hey.
I usually make you wait to the end of
you
the
do.
Hour.
You do.
We're
going ball. Early.
Curveball in
there. Baseball terms.
And not only do I have 5 tickets right here, general admission tickets, so if you're not able to make it tonight, you'll be able to go to a different game, but I would like you to be there tonight.
Yeah.
But I wanted to sweeten the pot, Melissa. I've not only got 5 tickets, I got 5 meal vouchers here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A game and a meal.
It's a good. This meal deal voucher is good for one entree, good for one side, and good for one non-alcoholic beverage.
Hey, hey, 424-2600. Call up right now and win these tickets.
Yep. Just the first caller. I'm just taking it. The first caller I'll give them to. Nothing crazy. That's all you got to do. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to get these tickets in your hands. Call up and join us.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers, maybe a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
With a little love and some tenderness.
Seth put in some new bumpers recently. And when he was doing this, I heard him laughing. And I'm like, what? He's like, there are some of these you're not going to play. I'm guessing this was one of them. I'm guessing this is one. Because, of course, he said that. So now I have to play them because that's my way my brain works.
I like the song.
And this is actually noteworthy. Actually going to play into our next topic here. The website Holler put out a list of the best country songs to sing in the shower. Because the shower is a judgment-free zone. And sometimes the acoustics are really nice
the
in
there. Are the best in the shower.
They kind of tend to be. Mm-hmm. I have a question for the audience before we get going on this, though. We have all done, I think it's pretty fair to say that the majority of us, if not all of us, have done this before, where you're in the car, you get home, but that song on the radio, it's got like a minute left. Mm-hmm. So you're going to stay in the car a little longer and listen to the rest of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever done that in the shower?
Stayed in the shower to finish singing the song.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I will wholeheartedly admit I have done this many times in my life. It's just an extra 30 seconds or a minute or whatever. Not like hours or anything crazy. But if I am having...
If you know an hour-long song, James, I'd be very impressed.
If I'm performing in the shower, I'm going to make sure that the audience gets the full performance.
Well, yeah, you can't leave them hanging. Wait, there's one more chorus.
One more. Oh, you guys want an encore? All right, you want an encore? Sure. Here you go for the fans.
Oh, man.
So which song are you picking? Luckily, they made a playlist that's over 3 hours long, so there are plenty of options, and hopefully you are not in the shower for 3 hours.
Well, hopefully not. I mean, unless you're just standing in there without the water running.
I suppose.
For the acoustics.
It does look like these are a bit in order, so I'm going to start at 10 and work our way up. And again, Holler is a country site, so this is a country version of this.
Right. Focusing on country songs.
I would like to continue to do this with other genres, and I think that'd be kind of fun. So we'll probably bring this one back maybe even tomorrow with Seth or something like that. But I do want to get into this with other genres. But we're just going to start with country for now. And the first one at number 10, Fancy by Reba McEntire, which I can definitely see
That one. That's a whaler.
That's been covered by a number of other country artists, too, in part. And recently, I think it was... I think it was Kelly Clarkson that said that that's her favorite song to do in karaoke, but only Reba can really do it.
Well, yeah. Nobody can sing it like Reba.
Yeah. Meant to Be from Bebe Rexha from Florida Georgia Line. She's got a really unique voice. Mm-hmm. She's got a heck of a voice. Boot, Scoot, and Boogie from Brooks and Dunn. That I could see that one. Now here's the thing with country songs. It's a little bit different than some other genres. A song like that. Are you doing the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie in the shower while you're singing it?
I don't know if that's wise.
Probably not. But I wonder if you can't help yourself.
One of the easiest places to fall in your house.
Yeah, please be careful in the shower, everybody. In all seriousness.
Non-skid. Yeah. Non-skid is a good thing.
I guarantee you, my papa, you know, you find these light moments to make yourself smile and everything when you're missing somebody like mm-hmm. him or anybody that's important to you. My papa was definitely like this man had very little, if any, fear, mm-hmm. but he was, I would say, borderline afraid of falling in the shower and that would take him out. And this man survived Korea, World War II, having seven kids, dealing with me.
the list goes on and on.
Yeah. He was about to determine to never fall in the shower or anything like
that.
Can't
believe him.
And I guarantee you that in those last hours or whatever, that crossed his mind. Like, all right, the shower didn't take me out. I guarantee he took a little try.
Shower. Yeah, I have outlived you.
Guarantee that happened. Party in the USA from Miley Cyrus.
I can see that one. Mm.
What I also think is important for a shower song is the refrain and being it, like, even if you don't like necessarily other parts, being able to really hit that chorus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I Like It, I Love It from Tim McGraw. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I Like It, I Love It, mm-hmm. I Want Some More of It. I mean, that's a shower song.
And definitely one of those ones. Another part of this, too, is I think...
Especially if you're trying to serenade the hot water heater that right, it keeps giving you hot water.
Yeah. Thank you, hot water heater. I think, too, it's the familiarity. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to think about the lyrics. I just, you know, they just flow out. Yep. They're just really easy. Before He Cheats from Carrie Underwood at number 5. Now, this is the other side of the mm-hmm. coin where you're in the shower.
When you need angry shower songs.
Yes. And this is where... There's nowhere else you feel comfortable really belting out these ballads, these power ballads or anything.
That is a good one.
And that one, yeah. The one thing about all these are amazing singers. Every single person on this list is an amazing singer, not surprisingly. But I find that even though it's somebody like a Carrie Underwood, who I think is one of the more incredible voices I've heard, you could sing along to and you don't feel out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something about that
song in particular. It's not crazy with the highs and the lows necessarily. Yeah. It's a singable song.
Mm. She's in Love with the Boy from Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good song from the 90s.
I would think that this would be higher on the list, even though it's coming in at number 3, but 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost in the song of getting ready and getting going and everything. And I think of showers as a morning thing oftentimes mm-hmm. and stuff, even though I just took one at like midnight last night.
Well, and people have their different routines. Yeah. Sometimes it's morning. It's night.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to fit it in today. And I'm like, I got to get in the shower. I got to get in there.
It's got to happen.
Yeah. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 is just a fun song, too. Mm-hmm. I think that part of it is really another factor in this.
Sure.
And a wagon. Wheel from Darius Rucker, who we just heard from Hootie and the Blowfish, of course. I purposely played a little bit of him to have some of his voice to go into the conversation. I find this unique, too. And I've seen this with other artists where, like a Taylor Swift, the way she sang when she first started in country and the way she sings now is a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of artists do this that go from country to pop or whatever. I haven't seen that with Darius Rucker. He sings the exact same pretty much.
Hmm.
Like and Wagon Wheel's, I think, a good example of that. And that's just one of those kind of like fun, like I think like throwback kind of songs.
Yeah.
It has that old kind of feel to it.
A bluegrassy type.
Yeah, I believe that's where it originated from. The original song is an old bluegrass song, I think. I'm not 100% on that, but I know it is an older song.
Because I think I've heard a version of it that's not Darius Rucker.
I'm almost positive I have, yeah. And I want to say, too, that he talked about that in an interview, and we covered it on the Sunrise show, I think, a while back. It might have been back when actually you and Seth and I were doing the show together, so it was a while ago, but...
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes! That's it. Old Crow Medicine Show. Great stuff. You want some, oh man, you want some good music. Old Crow Medicine Show.
And some fun videos.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Let's go ahead, and before we get to our number one, let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, you could have done the number one, except for the comment that I had. Darius Rucker, I had an opportunity to see him a couple of years ago up at Hodag. And that was awesome. I mean, he even threw some Hootie and the Blowfish in there. You know, he sang some of that along, you know, in there. And, I mean, it was, he, I mean, there was no change. I mean, it was one from Darius Rucker, country singer, to Hootie and the Blowfish of the pop end of it, you know. And it was awesome. He's a heck of a,
yeah,
heck of a singer.
I've heard nothing but good things about his MC work, like him with the crowd and everything. He seems to really get into it and really enjoy. And it's really cool to hear. It's kind of like, even if I'm not a huge fan of an artist, or I'm going to probably see the artist, there's something nice about, oh, they're good live. There's just something about that still rings true to me. Like, hey, when you hear that about an artist, that's really cool to hear, Kev. That's awesome. And unique.
And then, you know, after he got done, too, then he went to the pavilion. And he sang with the band that was playing at that time. He went right into the pavilion, right into the crowd, and he went right with them. So
that is pretty cool.
So, Kevin, I got to ask you, what country song do you sing in the shower?
What one don't I sing?
Yes, good
better question. Nice.
Good answer. I mean, good
I'm
answer.
Hoping. I'm hoping. I'm going to take a guess here, James, and I might not be right. But number one might be Friends in Low Places.
Oh. See, now that's what would have been my number one.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it wasn't on the list. They have How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
good ballad.
I think,
How do I live without you?
I think, God, you get such a great voice, Melissa. I think one of the things that is standing out with this is what kind of a concert giver are you in the shower?
Right.
Like for me, and I think it might be similar, Kev, I want more of that. Friends in Low Places. I want more
See,
of some
and
of those.
The Leanne Rimes song should have been Blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her, the one that made her country.
Yes.
Every time I hear or think of that song, I get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
So
there's something about the way she sings that song.
Mm-hmm. Man,
that's
you know,
one of
then
those
I'm going to age myself here a little bit. I was 24 years old when that song came out.
Nice.
Nice. That's it.
Well, when, you could
Rimes
truly appreciate
country
it.
Music,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's fun.
Some
of
these
songs. I mean, yeah, it holds. I mean, we were just, I mean, actually over the weekend, we were talking about that and some songs, and it's like, man, when this was back in the early to, you know, and it's just hard to believe that some of these songs have been out that long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That some of the songs that we loved in high school are now considered classics.
Oh, there's. I'll tell you this though. There's nothing like when you actually work at a classic rock station and you're playing your dad's right. music, and then all of a sudden, and here's Nirvana with "Smells Like Teeth." Oh my God, I'm old. when did that happen? Kev, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for calling up, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
And I have to do a callback because I looked it up. Wagon Wheel is a song co-written by Bob Dylan and Keach Sucker of Old Crow Medicine Show. So the right band name, but I had to make sure we mentioned Bob Dylan.
You got to get that one in there. That's a good one. Yeah. There, you can actually catch this complete list on Spotify, Country Songs to Sing in the Shower. It's on the. There's a Spotify complete list of it if you'd like to check that out.
Just hit play and then see what you know.
As long as I got the opportunity too, want to encourage you, when you're on Spotify, check out Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled. We're going to be having those featured on there for you. So if you really enjoy the music, you can go ahead and catch it right there.
Nice.
A big thank you to our engineers and our team here at Civic Media giving us the ability to be able to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah.
We encourage you to do that and encourage you to stick around after our news break. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to talk about those new emojis coming up.
Oh, yeah. We still got to talk about the blood drive.
Yes. Got the blood drive and some other local events we want to touch on. And feel free to call up and join us and throw back to any other previous segment or conversation.
Absolutely. We want to hear your thoughts.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnick brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnik was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Small business owners should train their employees to spot scams, according to the BBB. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says well-trained employees are a key defense against scams. Being able to recognize social engineering attacks, spot fraudulent emails, identify fake websites, and maintain safe password practices will help keep businesses safe. You can visit bbb.org for more tips on spotting scams. It's Pollinator Week. Pollinators take pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow. Wisconsin is home to 400 different types of pollinators, including rare and endangered butterflies, hummingbirds, and 20 species of bumblebee. To support them, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages people to grow native plants like milkweed, coneflower, and bee balm. Providing water and shelter and not using pesticides or herbicides can help them too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw the fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adele there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just got to control it a little better. But yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball. The Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt, and Civic Media's own Northeast Wisconsin reporter, Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers may be a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Getting some local coverage in just a little bit. We got a lot of great local events going on in our area today and this week.
We're
talking emojis. 7 new emojis could be on the way, and you'll never use probably 5 or 6 of them.
Really?
But you might use the other ones every single day. That's kind of how these work, you know, emojis. Like, there's ones on your phone that, like, you've never used, but there's ones that you constantly use.
Well, yeah. The good thing is on most phones, I think, they have, like, a favorite screen.
Yeah, yeah,
where the ones you use often are there.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly the ones I don't really delve into the other ones very often.
Do you like that if you write out LOL, a little emoji, you can switch to the emoji, like that pops up right away?
No,
can click on that.
I never do that.
Yeah, I don't either. I kind of wish it would just, like, I'll use it if I want. You don't have to force it. You don't have to, like, put it in there.
Yeah.
It's a little like the spell
check
thing.
I don't need that suggestion. And spell check can just
go
somewhere and take a long walk off a short pier.
I wish people would put their focus, all this fear about AI, put it where it really needs to be, on spell check.
Yeah.
That's where we should really be focusing.
I never want to spell the word tinnitus. It's always tomorrow. It's never tinnitus.
I have never written duck.
I was going with the radio appropriate word, James.
Yeah. It's probably smarter on your part. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I might be a little bit old, but I never, ever used emojis in my whole lifetime. Never, ever.
That's a fair point.
It's very fair. Actually, I don't think you're alone on this one.
No.
I've got students that refuse to use them that are like 19, 20.
Hey.
And they've never used them. They get really serious about it, like, no. I spell the words out, or I say what I'm thinking or feeling.
That's what I am, too.
Yeah.
I never use them in initials. I always spell out the whole word. Yeah.
Are you a stickler about punctuation as well? Do you always use punctuation?
Commas and
periods.
It's important to be able to get your point across.
I agree. Especially because so much can be lost in emotion with a message. Mm-hmm. I message Melissa, "How you doing?" And I'm just asking how she's doing, but maybe she reads it as "How you doing?" like or something else. Like we can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I think with text when there's no emotion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's that more important, I think, to have the commas, have the period, you know, have all these things.
Mm-hmm. But you do text.
Yeah, it's hard for me to start a text sometimes, but after I find the person's name and figure it out, and then I can text them back. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
I think that's great, man. Mm-hmm. I think that's really good. You do that, sir.
But it's also a good note that you don't. You know that emojis. I don't even remember what they're called.
Yeah,
they're not essential to be able to communicate with each other.
No.
I agree with you and appreciate you, sir. Thanks so much for the call. You have a great morning.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So a group called Unicode Consortium decides which new emojis are considered each year.
That's a horrible name.
It really is a bad name for a company. And I wonder, why do they get the say on this?
Right?
I'm wondering. And the most useful one from the latest batch is face with bag under eyes. And it's this one right here, Melissa. It's that one.
Okay, so it's not just the I'm sleepy emoji where it's the Z's coming out of closed eyes. Mm-hmm. This is like I'm exhausted and emotionally spent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it says to me.
I might
actually use that one because that is my life.
That one. I thought I was looking in the mirror for a second there. I was like, oh, the skin tone's not there, but that's pretty close. That is a look I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. There's also... there's already a yawning emoji, so they could decide it's a redundant, I suppose, in a way. But they're very different. I pulled up the yawning one for Melissa here.
Okay.
And that one's got a hand in front of the face.
Yeah, the hand over the face of the mouth. Looks like you're covering your yawn.
And kind of almost mid-yawn, sort of. So that one,
to be polite.
I think they're different. Yeah, right. the other six are fingerprint, a leafless tree, harp, shovel, a splatter mark, and a, quote, root vegetable emoji that's either a beet or a turnip. There's, I don't know.
Okay, but beets are red and turnips are white.
I don't know. I don't know. What
color is it?
Yeah. and it would be nice to see them, too. Like, I wonder if they even have these all up or not for people
to see them.
Oh, okay. Here we go. So there is some. Like, there's the fingerprint one. I don't know if you can see that.
Okay. It's just like the squiggles of a fingerprint.
The plant. Oh, there it is. The fruit vegetable. Oh, so okay. It's red. So
that's a beet.
That's a beet. Yeah. Okay. There's technically...
Or, you know what? It could be a rutabaga.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're kind of a purpley red, a little white on them.
There's technically an eighth they're considering, the flag of a tiny island in the English Channel called Sark. Hmm. But I don't know how many people use the flag emojis. I don't know how often. I don't think I've ever used one. If you don't remember, completely understandable, and I admire you for it.
Because how many are there?
Yeah. Last year, they introduced a handful of other emojis on the list here. And
I like the mushroom.
I do like the mushroom one. I like the mushroom one. And the breaking chain one, even though I would never use it, I don't know. I think that one's kind of unique. That's different. Cool. But otherwise, yeah, they don't really, nothing really too much to them. Now, there is one part of this that I do have to touch on, and there is the representation part of this.
Yeah.
And I do like that you can change that nowadays. I do like that you can put the skin tone differently on these things and that. Is it silly? Is it a big deal? Yes, it's silly. And no, it isn't a big deal unless you are one of these people. Because I'll tell you, to me, to my brother, to my sister, it means something.
Yeah.
It means something to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. It isn't a big deal, but it makes you a little happier and a little bit more, you know, feel like the world cares a little bit more.
Yeah, that you're represented.
Representation is not always some gigantic thing. Sometimes it's the little things that matter and show and that lead up to a lot of bigger things.
Mm-hmm. There are 3,782 emoji.
My God. Man, that is insane.
I mean, the Unicode, like, details here make my eyes cross, but just the fact that there are almost 4,000 different emojis to choose from.
That seems a bit excessive.
But
seems,
you know what?
A bit much.
You know what? It gives me hope and encouragement that our caller, who is one of our elders in the community, and then your students, who are our young people in the community, are on the fringes of, like, I don't use it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is a fleeting thing.
It might be, but I think that there's something to, and I think we see this all the time in society, especially when fashion trends change. Oh, everybody's doing this. I'm going to go the other direction. And people do that all the time. And that's usually how a fashion trend ends or a new one begins.
Or it exists in some form or fashion, but maybe just a little less. Maybe we'll get down to where there's just the essential emojis that everybody uses and all the superfluous ones go away.
I think that, and again, not to be overly serious about a silly subject, but I do think that we keep wanting better communication with each other. I wonder how much emojis have taken that out of the scenario. Where before you would have to be more detailed and have to actually say what you're thinking. Now I just throw an emoji out there and I don't have to say anything. I don't know. I'm not saying this is factual or not. I have no data about any of this, but I think it's an interesting question.
Well, and they do offer you a different avenue of communication. And like you said, a way to indicate emotion in a text.
I have joked many times that I have always been... worried that I come across wrong in text. So a lot of my texts will involve emojis just out of the simple fact of I think they lighten the text.
okay,
it's
but
not
James,
as heavy.
When you have four of them at the end of a sentence, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't think many people do, Melissa.
I don't know how to interpret the cake monkey tree ball.
What? I'm gonna send you a list of what I mean by no.
Okay. You know that an interpretive guide may be helpful.
Yeah, a little tree, a little like you know on the map you have, and it, like what all these symbols mean and everything.
A legend.
That's I couldn't think of the word. I've always loved that they call that a legend. Yeah. I've always thought that was cool. I don't know why they call it a legend, but I love that they do.
It just tells you what things mean.
That's a good one. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Late summer nights, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, and baseball. America's favorite pastime just got a little more stylish with Johnson & Sons Jeep Chrysler dealer. Drive up to the ballpark, put the top down, soak in the game with a newer used vehicle from Johnson & Sons of Wisconsin Rapids. See them at historic Winter Field July 18th and meet a family-owned and dedicated team here for all your vehicle needs. Johnson & Sons Jeep, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. Get long-lasting protection for your outdoor living space with Thompson's Water Seal Clear Wood Sealer. It provides waterproofing protection for exterior wood surfaces while maintaining and enhancing the wood's natural color. You can also view our weekly sales flyer on Menards.com and check out other great deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited-time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick-cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This Pub Burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers may be a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday.
LA proved too much for the man. Too much for the man.
We got about 10 minutes left of show. Encourage you to stick around. Matt and Air on the air coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to hearing Jane and that amazing voice and the work that she'll be doing, along with her co-hosts. And of course, a little bit later in the afternoon, encourage you to stick around for the Maggie Dolan Show. Maggie's got a great guest on with her today. You want to catch that? And be sure to be listening afterwards for Midday Magazine. I'll give you the schedule for that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
AI might be able to write better or draw better than some of us, but at least we're still better at asking, do you want fries with that? McDonald's is ditching the new AI ordering system.
Oh, I saw this headline. I did not read it, though.
They've been testing at drive-thrus for the past few years. I didn't realize it's been going on for a couple of years. The plan was to expand it, but that's not happening. At least not yet. And not with AI. They built with an IBM. TikTokers have documented some of the issues it's had, like when it tried to add bacon to a guy's ice cream cone.
Yeah.
McDonald's announced the AI system will be turned off at all of their restaurant testing in it by the end of the month. So does this mean humans have won? Well, maybe. A little bit longer, at least. A little bit longer we survive.
They're still going to ask every time you pull up, are you ordering with the app today?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Please stop. Please stop asking that. In a statement yesterday, McDonald's said that they are now planning to, quote, explore voice ordering solutions more broadly, adding that they still see a, quote, tremendous opportunity to use AI going forward. They have to say this because they put a lot of money into this and a lot of people's jobs are on the line.
Wow.
So I don't know. That's corporate talk. Who knows what they mean, where they'll go with this or anything. But I do think that this speaks to... We're making the boat while we're on the water here. We are figuring things out as we're doing this.
We just don't know how to climb in.
So, yeah, some things we're seeing, wow, AI is really beneficial here.
Mm-hmm.
We can free up our people to do other tasks while this does this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing in other places where even if it does do that, you know what? I'd still rather have the human being checking me out.
Well, because that has also the, like you just said, what does the customer want?
And whether people realize it or not, I think this has given a true appreciation for other jobs and other things in our society that we don't normally give a lot of credit to or care for.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been able to do that a little bit more, too.
So I'm curious.
Customer service is a real good example of this. How many times have you called up and you're begging to talk to a real person?
Oh my God, and then so many times.
But back in the day, you hated talking, or not you hated, but you just didn't like customer service. Now we're all so thankful when we get a real person online. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to finish that point.
Absolutely, I stand with you on that. But what does the AI? What was the AI doing for ordering at McDonald's? You know, I mean, I've never experienced it.
Yeah, me neither.
My take on this is what I experience ordering at McDonald's right now versus ordering at a Subway. Because at Subway, you order on the screen, which, you know, sometimes that's cool. However, I've gone to different Subways, and different Subways have their screens set up differently. And you, sometimes you got to hunt through the menu to find what you're looking for. Like, and how do I get no cheese? There's no option for no cheese. It took me three visits before I realized I just need to touch the one that's got the light around it and it turns it off.
Well, you know, that's
But it doesn't tell you that, okay, you have the option of no cheese. How dumb is that?
Not much of an instruction manual with these things. I didn't think about that before. That's interesting. We'll see where this one goes. It's certainly not the
last. Just give me a real person.
Yeah, just a real person. That'll simplify everything. Just give us a real person. That's all we're looking for here.
And then pay them decently and don't expect people to give them a tip.
Well said, Melissa. We are going to get our palate cleanser now. We got some good stuff going on for you. I mentioned stick around for our afternoon shows, Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 3, and from 3 to 4, check out Midday Magazine, our first one of the week. In part one, we're going to speak with Terry, our friend from Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. They got a promo night at the Rafters game in their organization, and we'll talk a little bit about the great work that they're doing at Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Nice. Do want to take the moment to remind you that they have a fantastic Facebook page. Encourage you to check that out, not only to learn more about the organization, but to see some of the, you talking palate cleansers, some of the best palate cleansers you're going to find today are on that website, where you're seeing the stories of people and interacting with people that they donated an organ to, or different stories like that.
That's incredible.
Really looking forward to talking with Terry later.
Yeah.
And I got another Terry. I got back-to-back Terrys here. United Way of Southwood and the Ems Counties will be in part two. Terry Johns will be with us.
Nice.
We'll preview tonight's United Weekend event and talk about the great the diaper collection
drive that they did.
Terry might have some numbers for us from that. Plenty of other things. It's the United Way. We're always there's plenty
there's
to talk
lots
about
to
there.
Talk about.
And again, a reminder that tonight is, of course, United Weekend at the ballpark at Winterfield. Meet us there, not only to be a part of this great cause, this great organization, and support the United Way, but to show the Battle Creek what home field advantage is.
Absolutely. And caveat, you know, side note, make sure you ask Terry what country shower song she sings.
Good. Yes, I have to. You're right. I got to find that out.
She is such a big country fan.
Yeah, that's a good one, Melissa. Yeah, I got to do that. We also have a blood drive happening in our area that I wanted to make sure to touch on. Yep. It's important. It's a good one.
That's kicking off in just a few minutes here at 10 a.m. They are going until 3. They're at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria. Now, because of the construction that we're all aware of on Lincoln Avenue, park in the 6th Street parking lot and enter in the cafeteria field house door off of 6th Street. They'll be there from 10 to 3 today. And donate if you can. This time of year, they are always needing donations.
It's the final day of the Great Book Giveaway from the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. Free event, free books. Volunteers read to kids. Child care centers are welcome. Check this out. It's going on at 12:30 at the Lester Public Library of Vesper.
Nice.
Check that out and find out more at uwswac.org. Also wanted to remind everybody, I wanted to let everybody know that this evening's band, the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, are kicking off their season tonight. Now, normally this would be at Robinson Park.
There's weather.
Yeah, there's weather there. So they'll be moved to the Lincoln High School PAC due to the weather. So the concert will begin at 7:30, and again, it'll be at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. Support our Wisconsin Rapid City Band and enjoy, everybody.
Absolutely.
You can find out more, and you can join the band or anything at wrcityband.org, wrcityband.org. Great stuff going on at our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. The zoo's open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, closed on Mondays. Keep that in mind. And today at the zoo, you're going to want to get there. At 1:30 and 3:30 today, they got Raptor Education Group.
Oh, cool.
Helen's Zoo House is where this will take place. Winged Wonders is what they're going to be talking about today. Have you ever met an owl face-to-face?
Ooh.
What about a hawk or a falcon?
Cool.
Meet some of Wisconsin's common but rarely encountered birds. Mm-hmm. Discover what a raptor is. Hear their stories and learn more from these great people that come by and do these awesome things at our local zoo.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun event. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Again, it's at 1:30 and 3:30 today at Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo and 1911 Gaynor Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids, just a couple blocks from us.
Yeah, just down the road from us.
Again, United We Can event going on tonight. Want to remind mm-hmm. everybody about that. And we certainly want to remind you that we have these signs here that you can put in your yard
yes.
for our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a veteran or you know of a veteran dealing with PTSD and fireworks are difficult for mm-hmm. them, we have these signs that say, "Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks."
Yeah.
You can pick one of these up. We got about 5 or 6 of them here. You can come nice. By the studios and pick one up. Big shout out to Tom for that.
Oh, absolutely. And if we run out, Tom will bring us more.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to learn more or get one yourself in a different way, militarywithptsd.org, militarywithptsd.org.
Mm-hmm.
Our veterans ask literally nothing of us. Let us step up and do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things you can do, having one of these signs in your yard. I encourage people to get one of these signs, get them in your yards, and learn more about PTSD.
Yeah.
Learn more about this subject matter mm-hmm. and how you can impact it and make a positive.
Help make their lives better.
Mm-hmm. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too,
fun,
James.
Fun show. Want to let the audience know that tomorrow is not only our virtual town hall from 6 to 7. Email us to get a link for that. But tomorrow, we're going to be giving away a 4-pack of carnival tickets.
Ooh.
We've got
for Cranberry Blossom Fest?
Yeah, yeah.
For nice.